The U.S. Court of International Trade, CIT, sent shockwaves through the global trade community this weekend following its May 7 ruling in State of Oregon versus United States. While the court declared the 10% global baseline tariff, Proclamation 11012, unlawful, legal experts are sounding a loud note of caution today. The tax win of the year currently has a very small guest list. The plaintiff's only barrier in a 2-1 decision, the CIT held that the administration exceeded its authority under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974. The court ruled that the president misdefined balance of payments deficits to impose the 10% surcharge. However, the court explicitly declined to issue a nationwide injunction. Immediate relief, the permanent injunction, is currently limited only to the state of Washington, specifically for the University of Washington. Burlap and Barrel, Inc. Basic Fun, Inc. For the rest of the market, Customs and Border Protection, CBP, is mandated to continue collecting the 10% levy as if the ruling never happened. The enforcement paradox, 2026 compliance reality status impact on plaintiffs' impact on non-plaintiffs' duty collection halted, permanent injunction, ongoing, CBP mandate remains, refund pathway immediate, administrative none, until legal status changes, risk of non-payment none penalties, interest, and seizures required action compliance monitoring file, protective protests, immediately the refund shield logic, simplified to preserve your right to a future refund in light of the CIT Global Tariff Ruling 2026, importers must apply the following compliance logic. Potential refund equals paid 10% surcharge, plus interest, non-protested entries, paid surcharge. The total 10% duty paid under Proclamation 11012. Interest. Statutory interest accrued from the date of the protest. Non-protested entries. Any entry where a post-summary correction, PSC, or protest was not filed is likely lost forever, regardless of the final appeal outcome. The strategic trap: do not let the unlawful headline tempt you into skipping your tariff payments on Monday morning. Because this was not a universal injunction, the 10% levy remains law for 99% of U.S. importers. The Justice Department has already signaled its intent to appeal to the Federal Circuit. If you aren't a named party in this suit, your only path to a future refund is through the rigorous preservation of rights. This is a pay now, fight later scenario.